So if you may have gathered from the fact that the sticky came down on the main page of the blog, since you come here, you know, all the time and we're noticing the differences, but the exhibit at the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau that I had up, the exhibit of my photos, just recently came down, not quite a week ago, I think, and wanted to go ahead and give my impressions, a little bit of feedback on that, or a little bit of just keeping you in the loop, you know, keeping you informed as to what was going on. The most noticeable aspect of it, I think, was that I was talking to somebody on one of the evenings that I happened to be there, and it turns out that he was the editor for a new website. And in our chat back and forth and talking about styles and approaches and stuff, I ended up picking up a contract for a weekly feature. And they don't pay like typical websites or web usages or anything like that. They actually pay fees like magazines, like high-end magazines. So I'll actually be doing a weekly feature on that. That and the fact that my bio and the regular link back comes back into the website. So that's actually a nice little thing. That's a nice little repercussion from doing this. No, that's all utter bullshit. Nothing like that happened in the slightest. And nothing like that really ever does happen, I think. Somebody does. Somebody gets it. But it's not very often, and it's not anything like that. And of course, there's no websites that pay magazine rates. And magazines don't even pay magazine rates anymore. But no, overall, well, let's go back. Let's dial our calendars back or whatever. I don't know what you want to say. We're going to go back to some recordings that I did at different stages of the exhibit, just to have the impressions at the time that I was there. They were recorded up to a few weeks, few months ago or whatever. And I'm going to go back to them now without listening to them. I'm going to punch them in here, but I'm going to continue recording without listening to them. So I'm going to let you hear what my approach was like then and what it is now. So right now, we're going to go back. So it's just after midnight now on Monday the 5th, which means it's still Sunday to me as far as I'm concerned. And I spent Sunday, November 4th, setting up the exhibit that I talked about a little bit earlier. Got all the pictures, well, almost all the pictures done. I've actually got two or three that I'm waiting on, and I think another round of cards that I have to do. But it is, for the most part, open to the public, at least when the visitor center is actually open and set up, and I feel pretty good about it. It looks good. It looks good. Now, what exactly it's going to do, I don't know. We're going to have to see how it goes. But it looks pretty good right now. I have to say, we did a little blurb for a website that features this, the Second Friday Art Walk or whatever. And what this is people can go around to several different establishments that are in the area and see different people's little exhibits that are there. And so they feature them and go, oh, well, let's go and see blah blahs, and let's go and see blah blahs. And oh my God, Al Dentalsbeck has a public exhibit? I have never heard of that before. Let's go see that. So anyway, they featured it. We did a little write-up for that and handed it over to them. And they put their own thumbnail up. At least I think they did. I got to talk to the girlfriend about it. But they put their own thumbnail up, and they took a little excerpt out of another picture, and the thumbnail is almost as plain and stupid as it can be. I'm kind of curious about that. But anyway, I look at it and I go, whoa, that's good advertisement. Somebody's got an art degree there. So anyway. But yeah, anyway, we're going to see how it goes. But this is it's set up. I feel good. A little bit later than I intended to, but we're starting the week with it. And the last stuff just got out a couple days ago. So it's not like I'm running really later. They were sitting there with empty walls for a long time. But we'll see how it goes. I'll be back. So some initial impressions from the first real public portion of the exhibit. The exhibit's been up for a few days, but this was the Second Friday Art Walk, which is this little thing that they hold in town where they have several different venues that have artists up, and I was one of the artists, I guess. Maybe fartists, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And we didn't have a lot of people in it. I don't think it ever does, and I think the girlfriend was telling me, because she's seen these several times, is that I had a few more than normal for this. However, the response was very good. People seemed to like the selection of photos, the photos themselves, the layout of the photos, my aesthetic sense in putting them up on the walls. One of the more interesting things I heard this multiple times, actually, was the people that really liked, for instance, the herps, the frogs and the snakes and stuff. Well, it was mostly frogs and lizards. I had no snakes up, but I had a couple of anoles and a couple of frogs up, and people that were very pleased about those, and some people that were talking about the mantises. And I kept these to a minimum because this was part of an artistic display. This was part of it that this is kind of promoting the local area. So I was trying to get some things that were showing off North Carolina and stuff. But it was rather interesting because the feedback that I got seemed to indicate that I could have had like a stronger response from having more of my regular subject matter, which was rather interesting. But I did have some nice chats with people. Overall, they seem to be very pleased with it. You know, you always get somebody that says, well, they're nice, as I said earlier, I think. And I did have like one couple that said something like that, but others were very enthusiastic and very genuine, and they seemed to like it very much. So it's encouraging. No sales. I'm not sure I really expected any. I would have liked to have seen them, but I don't think I really expected any. But some potential students, I will say that. So we're going to see how this goes and what kind of feedback I get as it's up for the next, it's going to be up for the next several weeks. And in about a month, there is going to be the open house at the visitor center where they are on display. And there's a lot of people that come to that. So we're going to see what that's like, and what happens with that. So I'll be back and talk about that at some point too. I'm going to be piecing all these together.
All right. So I should probably go back and actually count how many other pieces I've done, but this is part 3, 4, 17, I don't know. Or the follow-up just of the things, of my impressions of the exhibition so far. This is more just a little update of what happened. On December 11th, there was going to be the open house at the Visitors Bureau, and that was going to have a very large number of people there that just generally come for the open house anyway, not for the exhibition, for the artwork that's there, where the artwork gets to see, you know, get all that attention from people as a kind of peripheral thing. I was traveling right around that time. I was actually coming back down from New York around that time, and I was aiming to be back, but I wasn't sure, weather permitting and activity permitting, if I would actually make it. So I was kind of watching this and watching my timing, and I figured I probably could make it back down from New York. So as it was, I did, and I was set to actually attend this open house. However, this had been when the big winter storm hit, and hit pretty hard in North Carolina. This was not a small storm, even by northern United States standards. By northern United States standards, it wasn't huge, and it was just kind of like, all right, well, get the plows out, get everything clear. Down here, it's just kind of like, shut everything down and go hide and all that. And of course, the grocery stores lose all of their bread and milk and all that. So I was coming down, I was driving down for this, knowing that the interstates would be clear, because they always clear those first. No big deal, but made it down in time, and they canceled the open house, and the county offices were still closed, so they even had a meeting, the Board of County Commissioners meeting was scheduled for that night. It's scheduled with the open house, and they blew that off too, they closed that. So this particular thing was just kind of like, well, no, it's gone. So all the people that might have been there to see the exhibit didn't come, weren't there, and they weren't going to reschedule this. So I'm like, well, so much for that. And that was going to be probably the most people that were going to come to it. And then they kind of said, oh, well, you know, that last thing that you did, which was the second Friday art walk, well, you're still here for December. That will be, you know, a few days hence. What is that? It would be on the 5th instead of the 11th. You can attend that. And I was like, well, no, I can't, because I'm scheduled to work that time. And there was no way I was going to be able to switch my schedule or anything. So that didn't occur. As it stands now, if you're hearing this, I am up for the second Friday in January, because it doesn't look like they've got anybody to take up the space. So they're allowing my photos to stay there, but without featuring a new person, without telling me I have to take things down. So if you're hearing this, they haven't told me I have to take it down. So we'll see again what happens. But it was kind of funny that, you know, how many people are going to come and see this? And then they just kind of got blown out of the water. So, or blown into the snow, or blown around by the snowblower. Who knows? So anyway, just the little follow-up with it. The feedback on it has been almost non-existent. I think it has been non-existent, to be perfectly honest. It was nice for the initial meeting that I had on the second Friday of November, which was, you know, way back when, The people that I talked to there, the feedback that I got from that was pretty good. Anything coming since then for visitors that are coming in? No. And I didn't really expect too much because this is not a place where people go to look for artwork. And even though there's a lot of people that come in, most of the artwork was off in a side room where they would have to go kind of make a little special trip to just go in and look and see what's in there, you know, kind of thing. And most people were coming into the Visitors Bureau to actually find out things about their visit, so they don't, you know, go into the other room. So I wasn't expecting a whole lot from it, and didn't get a whole lot from it. Didn't get anything from it, near as I can tell. Possibility that some of the new students or the gift certificates that I did around the holiday season were connected to it, but who knows. A lot of times I still get gift certificates without any kind of such public exposure because I got the website, and that's what people look for and search for. So as for leaping the business ahead, no. As for whether it got, as for getting any print sales out of it, no. Certainly not at this point. I'm not really expecting any at this point. As for maybe students, possibly. Possibly one. But that's where we're at right now. So, yeah, we'll see about actually doing an exhibition in a proper public space where people are coming and it's been announced and things like that. In the meantime, by the way, I went to the Museum of Art in Raleigh, and this is the big one, the State Museum or whatever, but this is the one that's actually got a budget and actually got some real original pieces in there. And at the time they had, at the time they still have, but they have an exhibit by Georgia O'Keeffe. And I'll talk about that in some other podcast. But it just gave me a little bit of kind of looking at things and seeing the things they get up in museums and what's considered modern art and things like that. And people always say that, you know, what's considered art nowadays? But there's a lot of truth to that because I look at this and I'm just flabbergasted. Maybe I don't have the artistic sense that I should, or maybe I just don't buy the bullshit that people say that you have to have this artistic sense to appreciate it. And that's, I've never felt that. If you have to receive certain training, special training or special background to appreciate some form of art or some form of literature or some form of music, what's the point? What are you trying to do? Don't you want to reach everybody or as many people as possible? Are you aiming for a kind of, you know, this kind of elitism idea? Or is this elitism idea just this kind of bullshit thing that we have that comes up in front of us, like wine tasting? People have said, you know, they've done studies and put really cheap wine in front of professional wine tasters, and they still sit there, and they find their hints of nuttiness and a faint aftertaste of Bourgogne Noir or some shit like that. And this is the kind of thing that gets to me, is that, you know, oh, there's a deeper appreciation here? No, I don't know if there's a deeper appreciation of anything that's necessary. I think sometimes if you look at something, if you're interested in looking at something, you may find that there's a little thing, oh, there's a nice balance, or there's a... for literature, like there's a hint of foreshadowing here, or for photographs there is an actual feel that comes from this, or there's attention is being drawn in this direction that wouldn't normally happen, or something. Who knows? Anyway, I'll talk about that more in another podcast if I haven't already cut this one off. But that's where it stands now. There is another second Friday coming, which would be my third second Friday, so the sixth Friday. I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. We'll see what happens. All right, so again, like I said, I still haven't listened to them. My overall impression of the exhibit, the feedback that I got from the people that were there was generally pretty positive. It was pretty good. There were some people that seemed to be really enthusiastic about the photos. There weren't that many people that just were kind of either just looked through and nodded and left, or made a comment like, well, it's nice, you know. So, but overall, the impact was pretty much nil. I might have picked up a student or two out of it. There was somebody that was with the local arts council that actually took my photo standing next to him. I might have gotten featured somewhere. I didn't get any word back on that. But I might have had a photo go up someplace of me standing there looking dapper, or whatever the hell I look like. I don't think dapper is the word. But overall, nothing. No sales. No real impact. Basically, the amount of money that I spent putting this together represented a loss. And even the exposure, I think, was relatively minimal. There weren't that many people that were coming in during the two art walks that it was active. It was actually active for three art walks, but I was only present for two of them. These are the second Friday art walks that the local area features, and they do it, you know, second Friday of the month, every month and stuff.
And in fact, I was supposed to be there for what should have been, as I think I said in one of them, what should have been an open house that had the county. It would have a lot of people there, and because of the real shit-ass weather, they canceled it. And so it did not happen. I didn't get any big things there. So no, the exposure was minimal. And it's entirely possible that with a bigger exposure, with something that was planned more than just a casual outing or something like that, like a real proper exhibit or a real, you know, I might have gotten more feedback or something might have happened from that. I might have actually gotten sales or whatever, and I still may pursue something along those lines in some place that's a bit higher profile. But it definitely tells me that I'm not going to spend a lot of time and a lot of effort doing this, because even if I do another exhibit, like this one was a quick one that was put up kind of spur of the moment, and I didn't have a lot of time to devote to it, and certainly not a lot of professional framing services and all that, which I'm kind of glad of, because that would have been a lot more money. And again, I don't really get the impression that even if they'd been really nicely framed and really stunning and stuff, that I would have made sales and that I would have made the money back about it. Now, I felt good about the actual layout itself both times. There were actually two aspects of it. There was the first when I first put them up, which was a lot of photos, and then the director decided that was too many, and they wanted to use some other space for something, but I felt that it was, I don't know, overwhelming. I just got the feedback that they wanted to cut it back. And so I went in and cut it back and cut it down to about half and limited it to one room, which really wasn't, of course, drawing any attention to the most of the people that came in the visitor center because they didn't go to that room. So, However, I did like the layout both ways, both times. I did feel pretty good about having representative pictures there and interesting pictures and not too many creepy pictures or anything like that. I didn't have any spider pictures there at all. But am I going to pursue this? Maybe a little bit, but certainly not actively. And I don't think it would be, I don't think it's something that that really would pay off in either the short run or the long run, unless I perhaps got into a really high profile gallery. And then again, a really high profile gallery might look at my stuff and say, well, you're not up to our speed. Yeah, I know that. I think that's funny too. That's amusing. No, nobody would ever say that to me. So, one of the more interesting aspects I think of it was on, I think both times when I was there, when I was present for the people there, and the girlfriend was there as well, and she would see somebody come in and start going into the room and looking around, and she'd be chasing me in there and going, all right, there's somebody there, go get in there. And it was like, you know, like I was sitting there watching what's going on. I didn't feel comfortable with just standing around there and just being in there and stuff. I wanted to be there if people had questions, if they wanted to chat about it and stuff. But I didn't want to stand there like I'm expecting them to say something or ask something and kind of make them uncomfortable about that. I don't know, maybe it would have been better. Maybe they were expecting me to do that. And then they thought, well, he's not really dedicated to his art because he's not in here hovering over our shoulders. I don't know. But anyway. Otherwise, it has been slow here. There's not a lot to talk about this area, so I won't make this too long. It really has been, it's not been bad weather, per se. We had one winter storm, which was certainly better than this time last year, where we'd had a pair of them. But there just hasn't been anything to do. There's been a tremendous amount of rain, which has completely saturated the front yard. It's turned it into a sponge, and I'm not kidding. And there was only one time when it was not actually spongy and muddy out there, and that was when the temperature had dropped low enough for long enough that it had frozen, and so the yard was ice instead of mud. But other than that, it's been really bad. We've had a tremendous amount of rain interspersed. We get the occasional, like, nice sunny days. It gets a little bit warmer, but nothing great. And most of the time, I haven't been able to get my schedule together to take any advantage of that anyway. But it's not like there's anything to see here. So it's like, this is a really crap winter as far as I'm concerned from a photography standpoint. I still really have to, like, get a winter home somewhere, someplace nice, you know, or have a lot more money to be able to do these trips, you know. I don't know, maybe you can figure out the kind of way that you can only pay, like, rent or mortgage on a place for half the year and then pay it somewhere else and actually balance that out and, of course, be working down in another location. Somebody's going to be able to work this out. There should be a bunch of people in the nice temperate climates or the nice warm climates. They want to actually experience a real winter for, like, you know, 4 months out of the year or something along those lines. You think there's probably people like that, and they'd be willing to, like, trade houses, wouldn't you think? We'd have to try something like that. One of the things I will say that the topic of discussion came up because it has actually been 10 years since we did the Florida trip, and since the last time that I was in Florida, which is too long for me as far as I'm concerned, and part of this was that a lot of this now has to kind of coordinate with the girlfriend, and she doesn't do big trips impulsively, spontaneously, or anything like that. She usually has to plan them quite a bit. And the topic came up, and she's like, it hasn't been that long. And I said, yes, it has been that long. It's been 10 years. So we've now got it kind of primed to start talking about going down and doing a Florida trip again. So we'll have to see what happens with that. The interesting thing about this is going to be that, you know, if you're listening to this sometime in the future, sometime beyond January 2019, and you can go through the blog following this and see, when did they actually take the trip to Florida? When did it actually come about? I really want to know. But of course, I can't at this point. Anyway, our last trip, you know, she was enthusing about it, which is interesting because when we came back, she wasn't very enthusiastic about it. And I didn't get as many pictures as I wanted. I was a little disappointed with it. Well, we also both came back into some personal family issues and things like that, actually pet issues, that we came back in. And so it was kind of a downer to come back from the trip into this kind of jazz. We'd had some bad traffic there, and Florida had been suffering from a bit of a drought. So some of the areas that should have been very interesting were, like in the Everglades, were instead mud holes. So we're definitely not doing the drought thing right now. We're lucky to probably find dry land if we went down to Florida right now. I'm not sure, but anyway. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what's going on. But it's basically made it clear to me that the Mid-Atlantic is not far enough south right now. You know, I'm in North Carolina, true, but it does consider itself south, y'all, you know. This is the only time you're actually going to hear me say that. I've been trying desperately not to get any kind of southern accent or any kind of southern colloquialisms that come up into my speech. There's probably a couple that are in there, just force of habit, but I've been trying desperately to not to, and there's still vestiges of my New York and New Jersey accents that are in there, I'm sure. You listen carefully, especially the way I say water. This is, of course, the first podcast post-holidays, I believe, and I didn't really talk about the holidays too much, and there wasn't a lot to talk about. They were very pleasant, they were very nice, entertaining. A little, I won't say hectic, it's just that the three of us around here, which is, of course, myself and the girlfriend Sprague, just had differing schedules going in all directions, and so we would get together for a brief period of time, and that was about it. And in fact, we actually went out and did some shopping sessions afterwards, because I didn't get the chance to get, well, I wanted to get the girlfriend and her Sprague some things that they really liked, but I was not going to trust my judgment on that. So I basically said, you know, without presenting an actual form, I basically said, I owe you a shopping trip to go out and get like an outfit or whatever. And so we did actually get out and do that, and they both got a chance to pick out some things that they really liked, which was good, because it's like, I would point to some things and say, what about that? No, not really. And I'm like, well, that was good because I would have bought that for you. So yeah. But the only thing that I can speak of, I got a lot of nice things and books and the full Monty Python set, the 16-ton Monty Python DVDs, so I can see them because I never did actually see the regular episodes at any point in time. They were never. When they were doing their circulation around on PBS and stuff, we were in a location in New York that couldn't get PBS worth a shit. So basically, I never did see any of them except for little clips. So now I can. I've been working my way through them. But the other thing that I did get that may pop up here a little bit is another quadcopter. And this was a little bit of an unexpected thing because I hadn't really asked for one. And I'd been repairing my old one when it got damaged. And what this new one told me was, first of all, my old one was relatively unstable insofar as they go. And the second thing was that it was very damage prone, because I have not damaged this one at all. But the other one seemed to be any time that you snagged the propeller on anything, you'd start stripping a gear, you'd start having to do something that had to be corrected or whatever. So its flight time tended to be limited if you had any little altercation whatsoever. This one has been extremely good, including, which I'm kind of sorry to do, including actually getting dunked in a stream once, which I recovered it very quickly, but it did shut the camera off for a little bit until I pulled the camera apart and dried it out. These, of course, this is an inexpensive, it's a basic quadcopter. This is not like the big professional one, so you're not going to see a lot of video from this. But you may see some little clips if I get something that looks interesting sometime around sunrise or sunset or whatever. Or whatever our summer trip happens to be, because right now that's still kind of up in the air. We're not sure where exactly we're going. I have no other really promising projects going on right now except for the standard things that are kind of getting prepped for the spring. And I'll talk about different ideas in a minute about that. But there's nothing actually that's going to go on that's going to show up here on the blog, or nothing I can think of right now that's liable to show up. So again, it's going to be a little slow for a while. We need more things in the area like greenhouses or something like that, where you can actually go to even when the weather's bad and find something to shoot. I've been trying to time myself to get out to the Butterfly House at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham, but just about every time that I've looked at it, the weather has been crappy again, and now it's a greenhouse. And so it doesn't really matter what the weather is like out there, except that it does, because it's a greenhouse. And if the sky is overcast, it cuts the light inside it by a significant amount. So it actually does much better on sunny days, and as yet, I haven't gotten myself together on a sunny day when I could get out there and use it. So, yeah, it's been like that. It's kind of funny. A few years back, I went to the zoo to just get out and do a little bit of shooting, find something that I wasn't seeing too much of, and I hadn't been there in a while. And I'm not really big on doing captive animals and stuff, but there's a lot of subjects that can be shot there. There's a lot of different approaches. And more, you know, what I use for zoos is to get an interesting kind of portrait look or an interesting expressive picture and stuff. And if you notice, if you go into the gallery and you see any of the pictures taken in a zoo there, that's what I was aiming for, is like the different expressions that come up from the animals, because you can, you know, you get this nice close approach that you can do with them. But for the most part, I don't really consider it wildlife photography. I consider it, you know, animal photography, if anything. The last trip that I took happened to be on a sweltering day a few years ago. And there wasn't, you know, the animals were completely inactive. They were trying to, like, get out of the heat themselves. And I wasn't doing terribly well with the heat. So there wasn't a lot to see. And I felt the trip was largely wasted. I didn't really get that much that I would have gotten from the trip. But the unfortunate thing about this was happening at the same time that we had the nest of red-shouldered hawks that were out in the back, and I'll have a link to that, that were off the back of the property, and they were a few dozen meters away at least. They were a good ways off. There's some pictures that illustrate how far away they were. And I'd been watching them and getting ready and waiting for the young to fledge, and I knew they were approaching, but I didn't think that their feathers were in enough for them to be able to fly on their own yet. On the day that I actually went to the zoo and took off, that was when they fledged out, and they abandoned the nest. And the next day I came and started observing, and there was nothing going on in the nest. So much for my judgment as a longtime observer of wildlife and understanding of, you know, traits of animals and things like that. This is why you follow me, I'm sure, to find out how often I fuck up. Anyway, I am going to have a link in here back to a podcast from, I think, 2 years ago concerning what to do in the winter, to go back into that, give you little reminders about that. Talk about the little things like finding some winter subjects or finding something creative to do with what weather that you have, you know, which I've been sucking at right now. Or having something set up to where you can do something in the winter. Right now, I'm considering actually setting up an aquarium with a bunch of different odds and ends that are in here, just to have something that I can go through in the winter. I do have the microscope set up now. I got the light source working with it. I just haven't tried to dig out any subjects and start doing any photography through the microscope, but I think that's going to be coming up pretty soon. But this is the time to order all your flower or plant seeds, or actual, you know, little plantlings. What's the word I want? The little starters, whatever they're called. The mini plants that you're going to want to have for the spring. To get the, for instance, the mantis egg cases, if you're going to do this. This would be a good time if you want to set up a camera in a nesting box for birds so that you can actually watch them from inside. This really isn't that hard to do anymore. Mostly it's if you want to try and do it wireless, you still got to get some power out there or something. But this would be the time to do it before they actually start coming into the area. Or if you want to set up some blinds, same things. What I am going to suggest is this is a good time to sit down and set up a few goals for the season, for what you want to do this particular spring or summer, you know, throughout when you have good weather, when you have good conditions, set up some projects, some goals, some things to do. For instance, like make it a point to visit at least 3 new places. research them ahead of time to find out what's going to be there and what, for instance, you might find so that you're kind of prepared if you find something interesting there that you have, maybe, perhaps, some information on it so you know something in particular that you should be looking for or trying to illustrate. I would also say find several topics to research as well, something that you have an interest in that may be in the area, for instance, or something along those lines, and get together and say, all right, I'm going to do a photo essay or a presentation or something, whatever you want to do on this one, or just add to my stock, whatever. But I'm going to do this as a project. I'm going to get something together and illustrate this. And this is a good time to plan it and think about doing those. And that's what I'm going to be working on. Oh, very soon, within the next couple of days, actually, when I get some space in my schedule and such. But that's where I'm going to wrap it up right now. This is long enough, especially with the other clips in there. And like I said, there's not a lot to talk about right now. So why am I even talking? I don't know. Shut up.